Matt had, well, some would say, a tough time with a rental car company.
Yeah.
Matt, if you can kind of catch people up on that, and then we have their brand new commercial after they heard Matt talk about it. They said, ooh, we should update our commercial to reflect what's really going on.
Okay.
Matt.
So I tried to be prepared and proactive, and I reserved a rental car 10 days in advance of when I needed it.
Okay.
Thinking that's going to make it work.
You had it on your to-do list, and you're like, check.
Took care of it, put in all the information, went ahead and put in the credit card information, my photo ID, all the stuff, so that all I had to do when I arrived was go in, check in, boom, I'm done, I'm ready to go. They called me 58 minutes prior to the scheduled time of pickup to say, hey, just wanted to let you know we don't have your car.
That's so messed up.
All right.
And you know when things go bad, you get very specific.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In an hour. 58 minutes.
I looked. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, so you don't have, my initial thought is, surely they've got a car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So I said, so you don't have the one that I reserve? Because when you reserve a car, you pick the size and make model of preference and those things. And
oh, I don't know, based off of your needs.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who you're traveling with.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have the one that I asked for, but you have other, like, could you put me in maybe a bigger one, or I'll take a smaller one at this point because I'm on a little bit of a time crunch.
Uh-huh.
Now we've got nothing.
Nothing, no cars.
No cars for you.
No
nothing
cars.
With an engine and four wheels is leaving this place today.
They did, a car on the lot.
They did tell me that might change around one. Or two?
Might.
You have to be somewhere.
Yes.
Might. I said, well, that doesn't work for me because I would be late to where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So I hang up. I called what I thought was a local branch, ended up getting their corporate office, asked, listen, here's the situation I just went through. I am in need of a car. Can you please put in a reservation for a local dealership that you have that has a vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I would prefer, but I'll take a vehicle.
Because, Matt, I think it's important to note here that the company called to tell you,
mm-hmm.
No dice. We have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They did not offer you a solution.
None.
No, you had to go do the work.
Yeah. I hate that. Mm-hmm.
Their solution was maybe something in 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That was their best option.
Not like, here's what we can do for you. Can we please call one of our sister companies to see? None of those things were offered.
And Matt was traveling somewhere. He had to be by a certain time.
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm.
Everyone
like
who gets a rental car.
It was a time crunch.
Yeah.
So corporate says, not a problem. We'll put you in with this location. I've plugged it in. I've got all the information from the original one. You're good to go. I said, great. Thank you. Hung up. Took a deep breath and said, wow. Thank you, corporate, for handling this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
20 seconds later, answer the phone. Yeah, this is the rental car place that they just sent you to. We just got your reservation, and we don't have any cars.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, just to be clear, you don't have the car I asked for, or you don't have any cars? And they said, we've got no cars.
Yes.
We hope to have one back by possibly 4 o'clock.
Oh, even later.
I said, so you can't even confirm when the cars that you have that are due back will be back. Nope.
Oh, my God.
What in the world?
Okay.
Okay. So an hour and a half later, we ended up finding one at the airport with a different company, which apparently is also owned by this company.
What? That is nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me about it.
That would make me afraid to depend on, because when COVID happened, that's when you couldn't get a car anymore for some reason. I don't know why. But it seems like they're shooting yourself in the foot because you could be making more money. You don't have these cars. I would be nervous flying, let's say, to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm going to be, I have to have a car to travel 45 minutes away. And I'm going to have to travel the next day here. I would be nervous that I'm not going to be able to get a car, and everything would be ruined.
They say, you got to wait here 4 hours at the airport.
No, thank you. There's no guarantee the car will even be here in 4 hours.
Yes.
But that's all we've got for
you. Can wait, and then still no guarantee.
Correct. Wait and stick around. See what happens.
And that was your experience with Enterprise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's your experience. Mm-hmm. That's just what you experienced.
That's what I legit went through. Their corporate office, she was very nice. I almost said helpful, but no.
But no.
She put me in touch with a place that also didn't have a car.
It's like, you do it for me.
That's one of the things that gets me, really, is that it's not offering any solution and it's not any help where let us take care of
troubleshooting,
this.
Troubleshooting. Like, the first Enterprise you dealt with, they have other locations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, we're so sorry. Let me call you back in 5 minutes. I'm going to call around or check our system and I'll take care of it for you.
Yep.
Sure.
Nah.
And when we finally got the car from, it was Alamo. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, well, this is a different company. Clearly, they have better cars. And when we got the rental agreement at the top, it said Enterprise. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
As you're, like, driving, they say somebody stops you, like, get out.
This is not good.
We need that car for someone else. Well, you know, we've all seen the Enterprise rent-a-car commercials. We'll pick you up, all that stuff. But they have an updated one, which, Matt, if I think if you saw this commercial, you would have maybe thought made differently. I don't know.
Okay.
Welcome to Enter Surprise Rent-A-Car, the only rental company where we're just as shocked as you are by what's available today. Whether you're planning a short trip, long trip, last-minute trip, or made a reservation with us weeks in advance at Enter Surprise Rent-A-Car, we'll find a way to f*** it up. Need a sedan? We might have one. Need an SUV? We might have one of those, too. Need something with working brakes? Don't be a d***. It'll eventually roll to a stop. At Enter Surprise Rent-A-Car, we've been almost picking up customers for generations.
We switched a year hours ago.
Don't just take our word for it. We have over 10,000 one-star reviews, and every single one of them is earned. Let's hear from another unsatisfied customer. Matt?
Yeah, I made a reservation 10 days ago to pick up a vehicle at 10 a.m., and they called me at 9 and said they didn't have it. I mean, who the hell doesn't have the car you want when you made a reservation? What are these thinking?
Enter Surprise Rent-A-Car. We might pick you up. And if we don't, well, we don't give a
Oh, well, that might have changed things.
Yeah, now you know.
That Matt sounds just like you.
Yeah, now you know. Good to know I'm not the only one suffering.
Enter Surprise Rent-A-Car.
Cars?
What?
Cars?
Maybe.
Just as surprises
we
you.
Might have those. It's in our name. It's,
they say cars.
Guess we should have that.
Do you have a car for me to rent? I don't know. We're Enter Surprise.
The best, and I'm just going to throw this out there while we're talking about it. I have had the best experiences, plural experiences, with Turo.com. Mm-hmm.
I've used them because
fantastic. So Turo, T-U-R-O.com, and they are individually personal vehicles. It's great. Mm. Any place you're going, they will, like, we every time it's been at the airport, so I can't speak on other experiences, but like when we fly to Minnesota, we just go on Turo.com and we're able to pick out exactly which vehicle we want, and they'll meet us at the airport, and all they do, you can have car seats in there, which we've had to do several times. You're picking the car that best fits your need.
The prices are usually better, too.
But the prices are great.
I don't understand the person that does it. They give you the car, usually wherever you're at. They walk home?
They normally have some, because we asked to say, we were like, how are you? Some of them have gotten home via Uber. Some of them have had a spouse waiting for them or a son waiting for them to take them. And these are typically extra vehicles.
Like a spare car,
I'm just saying, like, I've looked at it before. I never did it.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, he's going to meet me here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
How does he get back?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
but
that.
Even Uber is going to take away from his profit.
It's okay.
I mean, they figure it out.
10 out of 10, for sure.
I mean, you talked about it one day, and I was like, what is it? And I downloaded the app and used it in Florida, and it was great. We had a great experience.
Yeah. We even had one time when we were doing our girls' trip to Oregon, we did it, and we used Turo.com, and he had waters in there. And, I mean, it was great. And some of them are brand-new vehicles.
Is there a typical window of time that you can rent the vehicle for? Is it, like, for a day or multiple days?
Multiple days.
Ours have typically been a week, 3 to 5, I would say 3 to 7 days typically is our window. Okay. I don't know if there's a minimum, but you can rent it for however long you need it.
Is there like a mileage restriction?
Nope.
Like for me, I was driving a long way.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
And it's very similar, like a rental car place.
Yeah.
And they have an app too.